The Chadian rebel attack on N'Djamena vied with Kenya's ethnic clashes for the attention of Africa's leaders Saturday as the African Union wrapped up a three-day summit meeting. At his first news conference since his election as AU chief a day earlier, Tanzanian President Jakaya Kikwete condemned the rebel offensive in Chad and ruled out the possibility of recognition for the Sudanese-backed rebels if they unseat President Idriss Deby.
Whatever happens in Chad, if the rebellion succeeds, certainly we will excommunicate them from the African Union until normalcy and democratic institutions are restored in that country.
Kikwete said Congolese President Denis Sassou Nguesso and Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi have been named to head an African Union mission to find a peaceful settlement of Chad's crisis. While the final summit communique condemned the rebel attacks in Chad, the language was milder in addressing the post-election violence in Kenya. The statement expressed deep concern about Kenya's troubles and about its potential consequences for East Africa. The communique also expressed concern about tensions in the Comoros, an Indian Ocean archipelago where President Ahmed Abdullah Mohamed Sambi Friday threatened military force to crush a rebel movement on the island of Anjouan. Amid the talk of conflict, Libya's flamboyant leader Gaddafi provided a welcome change of pace at the summit's final session. Mr. Gaddafi wore a flowing bronze robe and matching pillbox hat as he addressed the summit, urging prompt adoption of his proposal for a government that's been dubbed the United States of Africa. Speaking in Arabic through a translator, he told African leaders, union is the way to prosperity for a struggling continent.
We have indeed this will and this perseverance in achieving the federal government and the United States of Africa, so that Africa become like Europe, like America, like China, like all the great countries of the world.
The Libyan president urged his fellow leaders to ratify a union charter agreement before the next AU summit, which will be held in July in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The idea for a union government has strong support among African leaders at the meeting, but several are skeptical of the Gaddafi plan to move quickly, and observers at the three-day meeting say many of his fellow heads of state suspect he harbors a secret ambition to be president of the continent. But when a reporter asked Mr. Gaddafi if he would like to lead the United States of Africa, he answered with a one-word, no. Mr. Gaddafi also launched a lengthy criticism of democracy. Through a translator, he questioned the wisdom of elections on a continent where, all too often, as in Kenya, for instance, elections trigger violence.
Kenya is a country that is highly civilized, and now there are bloodbaths, and people are getting killed and massacred in the streets. And this is because of the elections. What can we do for Kenya's sake, for the Comoros, for Chad? We don't know what to do, and this is indeed painful for us. Painful under the eyes of the whole world as we kill each other and fight each other and demolish and destroy. This is what the application of multipartitism has led to.
The three-day gathering of nearly 40 African heads of state and government also attracted a wide range of senior officials from other countries hoping to improve ties on the continent. Washington was represented by the top U.S. diplomat on Africa, Assistant Secretary of State Jendai Fraser. Former Japanese Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori was here to offer a $4 million grant to help the 250,000 Kenyans displaced by political violence. Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki held a news conference on the summit sidelines Saturday. He called on the UN Security Council to be patient and to put off action on any further sanctions against the Tehran government until after the International Atomic Energy Agency issues its next report. The five permanent Security Council members plus Germany were reported to have reached agreement last week on a resolution calling for a third round of sanctions. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.